Morning Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know I definitely am because we made it all the way to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Hey.
I like how we peer pressured Steve there.
I did jump this time.
We forced him.
Yes.
It's not good to be left out.
No. Who wants that?
Let's get to our contestant. It's Tim from Auburn this fine blue Friday. Tim, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
And Tim, were you by any chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 for the cheat sheet?
No, I wasn't.
That's okay. Steve, he's ready to rock, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, our friend Tim has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who manufactures the iPhone?
Apple.
Yes. Who replaced Michael Keaton as Batman?
Val Kilmer.
Yes. In which upper Midwestern state would you find the Porcupine Mountains?
Porcupine. North Dakota?
No.
Minnesota?
No.
Pass.
How many eagle species are found in the United States?
2.
Yes! Conjunctivitis is more commonly known as what?
Runny nose?
No.
Pass.
What MTV show hosted by Carson Daly counted down the top music videos of the day?
TRL.
Yes! Which planet has moons named Hippocamp and Proteus?
Mars?
No.
Uranus?
No.
Jupiter?
No. According to the musical script, how old is Annie?
6, 7,
no.
8?
No, no. In which Spanish city does the running of the Bulls take place?
Spain?
I needed the city. You got 4. City. 4 correct there, Tim.
Oh, 4. Great.
I love the enthusiasm. Crazier things have happened.
True.
Steve Migs, welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
Who manufactures the iPhone?
Apple.
Yes. Who replaced Michael Keaton as Batman?
Is that Val Kilmer?
It is. In which upper Midwestern state would you find the Porcupine Mountains?
Upper what?
Upper Midwestern.
I don't know. North Dakota.
No.
South Dakota.
No.
Illinois.
No. How many eagle species are found in the U.S.?
3.
No.
4.
No.
2.
Yes. Conjunctivitis is more commonly known as what?
Pink eye?
Yes. What MTV show hosted by Carson Daly counted down the top music videos?
TRL.
Yeah.
Total Request Live.
What planet has moons named Hippocamp and Proteus?
What planet?
Yes.
Mars.
No.
Would it be Uranus?
It would not be.
Jupiter.
No. According to the musical script, how old is Annie?
Annie is 10.
No.
9.
No.
8?
No. In which Spanish city does the running of the Bulls take place?
Oh, crap. Madrid.
No.
Portugal.
No. Steve, you got 5 correct, and that is a win. 5-4.
Wow.
Sorry, Tim.
Oh, I lost my 1 again.
Not again.
You're sampling the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
The Porcupine Mountains are located in Michigan. The planet with the moons named Hippocamp and Proteus is Neptune. According to the musical script, Annie is 11.
You 11. Just went
the wrong direction, Steve. And the running of the Bulls takes place in Pamplona.
Pamplona?
Would you ever do that?
Running of the Bulls?
Yeah.
I'd have to assess who else is running.
If you can beat them?
Yes. If I see there's some people that look a little bit slow, I'm very slow. So I have to make sure maybe that if there's like a couple people that don't have like a limb or two, then I'm in.
What if it was like Danny and me and you?
No. Why? Taryn's going to be the last
one. I'm definitely going to be the last.
I'm positive Taryn's faster than me.
Ooh. Should we do a race sometime?
This sounds like a little challenge.
I am the worst runner ever.
I don't know. My wife says I run like a penguin.
Oh, oh my God, I want to see this.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
All right, one day we'll have to go to a park.
We are going to humiliate ourselves.
Yes. We can't do it here in the building.
Why are we off on a Wednesday, a random Wednesday? Well, they all broke their knees.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is Bike MS Weekend, Rockaholics. Can I give a little shout out to some Rockaholics that donated big last night? Eric, Jesse, Tony, Jody, Shazita, Suzanne, Betty, Jenny, Nancy, Jess and Sal, Cora, Carol, Bradley, Eileen, Katie and Chris.
They all donated yesterday.
All donated last night.
So you are close to hitting your goal of the most money you've ever raised.
Ever raised.
For Bike MS.
And part of that means beating Dick.
Okay.
And he's still winning by a little bit, but I'm getting really close to beating Dick, and that is a tall order.
And Dick is a guy who has always beat you when it comes to fundraising.
Yes, he whooped me last year by all of $40, and this year I am determined to beat him.
So if everybody out there that's listening that has maybe a couple extra dollars in their pocket and want to help Taryn beat Dick, do so today.
Yeah, go to KISW.com and make a donation to support the National MS Society. Thank you, Rockaholics.
Let's beat Dick. Let's beat Dick.
Let's beat Dick.
A website called Society of Rock is currently going viral because they put a piece together where they collected the most overplayed songs of all time.
All right.
I'm sure we've never heard of any of these songs.
Okay.
In the article, they say, quote, rock music has its iconic tunes that once ruled the airwaves, but let's be real, some of them have been played so much that they've lost their magic.
Oh, but I do feel like there are some overplayed songs that still, whenever I hear them, I still kind of, it triggers an emotional response. I'm like, I remember when I first heard that song, so sure. I still like it. But then on the flip side, there are some where I'm like, you know, there are other Red Hot Chili Peppers songs.
For sure.
Yeah. So I want to put you guys to the test.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the list. I grabbed a couple. I cherry-picked a couple of them. And I said, I'm going to grab a random sound from the song. And then you'll have to guess the song. And then we'll see whether or not you think it's been overplayed or not.
I'm excited.
So it could be just like a random guitar part. It could be a random vocal part.
I'm excited.
All right. So this was what they considered to be the number one most overplayed song in rock music. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Oh,
it's Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Easy. See, this is my example of, yes, I've heard this song way too much. When I listen to Nevermind, more often than not, I skip past this song. But when I hear it every once in a while, it does kind of bring me back to being in high school. And I'm like, oh, I do remember that moment when I first heard it and fell in love with this record.
Well, it's funny for me because like at work we play it and I'm like, I kind of just tune it out when I'm at work. But it's funny, like if I'm at a bar and it comes on, I'm like, yes, Nirvana in Seattle. I still get excited.
Or like, I think it was at one of your emo nights. I think you guys played it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, it was like listening to it for the first time again because everybody's having a good time just running around and moshing to the song.
Fun fact, I only play that in Seattle. I don't play that in like any other market that I do.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's the next one. This was picked as the number two most overplayed song.
Oh, is that Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yep, they said, this karaoke favorite has lived 1,000 lives. But maybe it's time to retire the Galileo sing-alongs.
I mean, I am guilty of karaokeing this song from time to time. When I've had just enough to drink.
Do you remember when you first discovered this song?
Honestly, I feel like it had probably been around, but it was really Wayne's World that like solidified it for me. I did not have this on my radar as much before then.
I didn't even know this song existed until the car scene from Wayne's World.
Oh.
All right, this one was picked as the number five most overplayed song. Let's see if you can figure out what it is based on the sound that I'm playing. Ready?
Oh.
Danny?
I know it, but I can't think of the name.
I know Taryn knows it.
Back in Black.
Yes.
Arguably one of the best comeback albums of all time.
I know they lose their lead singer. Oh. What the hell are we going to do? We get this different guy who does not sound like Bon Scott. Let's get in the studio. Let's record. Let's introduce the world to Brian Johnson. And that's the freaking song.
And then let's overplay it for 50 years.
I still dig it. All right. This
so
one,
great.
Number six, most overplayed rock song of all time. Is that Guns N' Roses? I like the article said, overplayed at weddings. I've never heard this song at a wedding.
I don't know.
Proms. I was never invited to a prom. And beyond.
You didn't play this at your wedding?
No, we didn't, shockingly.
Why would it, why is that so popular at weddings?
Like, I don't think it is. I think they have been, maybe the weddings back in the, you know, late 80s.
All right, this one was picked as the number 7 most overplayed rock song. So far, I feel like they're making a pretty good playlist, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready? Oh, Van Halen.
Honestly, I think I was like last year's year old when I found out about this song. I never heard this before until Eddie Van Halen died. And then I was like, oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I never listened to Van Halen once in my life. And then I was like, oh, I kind of like the song.
The funny thing is, I remember like now, like looking back and talking to people who are old school Van Halen fans, and how there was like a massive backlash because that song did, I mean, they're known for being a guitar rock band with one of the greatest guitarists of all time, and they put out a single that's very synth driven. That was the first song I ever heard of by Van Halen when I was a kid. So to me, that was how I first discovered and fell in love with Van Halen. So to me, Jump is a freaking awesome song. Still.
I agree.
Should we do a couple more?
Sure.
All right. How about this one?
Oh, that's In the Air Tonight.
Only know this one because of The Hangover.
Yeah. Great scene, too.
Thank you, Mike Tyson. Yeah.
All right, one last one. Are you ready?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Never gets old, either. Now, this is a song you play at a wedding.
Do not miss the men's room this afternoon because the guys are celebrating 20 years on KISW. So yesterday, in honor of this, we decided to post a video on our socials asking our rockaholics to share their favorite men's room memories.
And they did not disappoint.
We got some really good ones. So we are going to go straight to the comments with the men's room in studio to react to said comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Well, today is a very special day, Steve Miggs, because the men's room are celebrating 20 years on KISW, and we'll be doing a 20th anniversary show this afternoon from 2 until 6 right here on the Rock of Seattle. So in celebration, yesterday we posted a video on our socials asking our rockaholics to share some of their favorite men's room memories.
Oh.
So we're going to go straight to the comments.
So we found these comments, and we had all the fellows in the men's room here with us. We figured who better to read these comments. I feel like you guys probably interviewed this man at some point before he passed away, but we have Robot Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, no way. We did.
We did.
Oh, yeah. We loved Gilbert.
All right.
Well, we loved him.
Well, Gilbert's going to read the comments from the listeners about your show. So you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
All right.
Monkey fight story.
All right. That's it. Oh,
yeah.
That is a phenomenal story.
What happened?
This guy, he's in the military. Jerry, right. He still lives over on the...
Gig Harbor, I think.
Gig Harbor, right. Works at a pizza place. He comes home. Right, his lieutenant or his sergeant's wife is cheating on him, but there's a monkey. He somehow gets involved. It's a long fight. He never shoots the monkey, but like has to beat him up.
He has to fight the monkey.
You have to
fight the monkey.
Did it's unbelievable. Monkey? We met him at 884, and he's just exactly what you think. Like a salty old Marine.
Monkey fighter.
How fired up were you guys when he said, hey, I'm the guy with the monkey story?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Oh, I was like, dude, you're coming upstage.
And he owns a pizza parlor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what more do you need?
It's a good guy to know.
Yeah.
God, that's a good story.
Hey, just pointed out, me and the monkey made eye contact, and I knew it was on.
All right, here's our next comment.
Meeting the guys at the Seahawks Super Bowl parade party. Miles gave me and my buddy 2 tickets to get into the stadium.
All right. Miles, always a charitable one. I'm sure you don't remember that.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Very generous.
I have no idea. No idea.
There you go. That was one of our last live broadcasts.
Oh, yeah.
For a while.
Okay, maybe for a reason.
Yeah.
The time thrill went off on a local news station host over the men's room sausage on the Washington State Ferries.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Was that the one that involved something from the backside? Where you told them to do a certain act to you from the backside?
Yeah, okay. It is.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was another person that's no longer with us, Dory.
Yeah,
over at Cairo. Yeah. So he did not know.
He didn't know.
He didn't know. He was being completely innocent about it. Like he did not know. But still gonna give him a hard time for throwing us under the bus.
Yes, and that was because they were upset because the name of the sausage was Men from Sausage.
I misinterpreted the situation. But my thing is, hey, keep our show's name out of your freaking mouth. Do your own thing. Then I found out later, it's like, bro, I did not know. So, hey, my bad.
memories are of driving around singing Men's Room Gold Song and singing the song to whatever swamp creature I was dating at the time.
Damn. Jeez.
Summer ago.
Oh.
For a limited time. Flowing from the tap into my side.
The Seals and Cross from Tiff.
I totally forgot about that, man.
Yeah, I think I had to do that on stage one time, too.
Like a canary,
oh
you sing.
God. Oh,
summer gold.
Yeah.
Where did you dig that up? I've always had it.
So it's weird to know what you sound like in the shower.
Summer gold.
Sing it, Teddy.
Gotta be when the Ted Smith married himself.
Oh, that was the
That was
best.
A great party.
That was great.
That was awesome.
That was in Tacoma, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think at the station. I don't think that bar's around anymore.
Something, yeah. And everybody really liked my speech. Nobody knew it was just the second verse to a Timberlake song.
Get a couple more comments.
Hanging out with the crew at the first ever Red Fest in 2013. I still have the beer mugs from that day. Couldn't wait to try the summer gold ale in the 95-degree heat.
Dude, that was...
Summer gold.
Did I make that a drop?
I forgot we had mugs.
That was a great event,
dude,
man.
Dude, Red Festivals were always
so
a great
much
time.
And it was cool as the other time we just saw a line wrapped up like on the bridge over I-5, and then they had like a 40-foot-long vinyl banner.
Yes!
But it was kind of elevated. And these guys went up there and just stole the thing directly in front of us.
I was in a honey bucket, and I looked down because it was like this very unusual shaped turd down there. So I looked and leaned over like, what in the heck is in that? And my glasses fell off. And they went right down below the blue water, and they were gone. And I'm like,
summer gone.
Yeah. They were gone. But they were the only glasses I had. So I had to reach down in there and pull them out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy. Oh. That was not a good day.
Brown fest.
Little mouth man.
Oh, yeah. That poor
guy.
I almost feel bad for him now. I mean, like, look, in the moment, we're having fun because he had a teeny tiny mouth. But every time we go back and listen to that, I'm like, I hope he is still with us.
My issue is that I'm the D in that.
Oh, yeah.
If you every year we play and I look at Mike and I go, oh, I forgot I was the a-hole that started
you
all
just
that.
Roasted him over and over. Yeah.
Well, hopefully he's still around.
Well, don't admit it if you have a tiny mouth.
Well, the thing is, he's never come to any of our events because he knows we'd pull him up on stage and go, this is the guy.
Oh, 100%.
The guy.
We never met him.
The time Ted farted and cleared out the studio and surrounding offices, I'm sure it was more than once, but even Thrill was impressed.
I don't remember this.
I got in trouble for it. And Harry, because I said, dude, it wasn't me. And Harry, do you think I'm stupid?
Even Jolene was getting ready to swing. She was gonna start throwing punches.
Yeah, you know, like one of those, like it doesn't make a sound. You just feel that bubble, and you're like, oh no,
those are the worst.
Because we had gone out to dinner night, and like steak and something else, just like everything you could eat, and it's just like, yeah.
Bubble, it went bubble, through bubble. Closed oh. doors.
It went down the hallway and took a right down another hallway. And then got into studios with the doors closed.
That's where we moved from the one building to this building, right?
Yeah.
All right, one more comment about the men's room and the favorite memories from our Rockaholics.
The guy that called in and thought Thrill was an old white man. Fucking priceless.
Donovan.
I'll never get tired of that call.
But I like his position, man. It only like there's a black dude, like, yeah, you're doing absolutely the right thing, but I don't let you finish. And then, like, bro, I'm black. Then, what?
Well, I remember the first time hearing you guys on the buzz, and you were dropping certain words very freely. And I was like, who are these guys? And then I was able to put two and two together rather quickly. I was like, okay.
And I was fresh from growing up in PG County. I mean, everybody thought I was black.
I thought you were the black guy.
And he was a white guy. Yeah. And the first event we did on the buzz was at Evergreen Speedway. And I look at Thrill, I go, hey, this is a lot of white people.
Good times.
That was awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
The Daily Migs Show.
I am all packed up and ready to head out to Bike MS, Steve Migs. But
big
the
weekend.
One thing
big
I have
weekend.
Yet to do is beat Dick.
Yes.
And I am $239 away
that's
from...
It.
Yes! $239 away from catching up.
So we need a rockaholic that's going to open up their wallet and drop $269. That way you beat them with a little extra mustard.
Oh, that would be amazing. And shout out to Josh B. who made a donation this morning. And then Richard and Kimberly, they donated $169.
Hell yeah. 69 Club represent.
Very nice. You can head to KISW.com to make a donation to learn about Bike MS and the National MS Society.
And beat Dick.
When you head out in the morning, we want you to have something with you. Some little piece of information, a nugget from the world of pop culture. So we're going to break it down and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
The defending Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, held on to beat Dallas 24-20 last night.
Yeah, right to the end.
Who picked Dallas, though?
I did.
You did.
Only to troll you guys, because you're all, like, apparently huge Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Yeah, big
okay,
Eagles fans.
You just hate the Cowboys so much you're willing to root for anybody but them.
Whoever they're playing. But there was a weather delay, so that kind of threw things into a little bit of a waiting period. But then the big takeaway from the game was, what the hell was going on with Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter getting ejected before the first snap?
Well, he was just trying to predict that the rain was going to come, so he figured what better way to do it than by spitting on people.
Yeah, he spit on Dak Prescott. You can't do that. And here's the call.
Sportsmanlike conduct, defense number 98, has disqualified him from the game.
Whoa.
15-yard penalty.
Whoa.
First down.
So Jalen Carter, the focus and the star for the Eagles on the front line, out for the game before a snap. Here he goes. He walks there in front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit? Did he spit on him? Here you go. Jalen Carter out of this game before a snap.
Did you see they're calling it Spitgate now?
Oh, no.
They already got a title for it because apparently, I don't know if you saw that, it looks like Dak, they're like, did Dak spit first?
Oh, no.
And he did, but it looked like he was it was like he spat on the ground. I feel like there's a big difference if you spit in front of somebody, even though it's directed towards them, but you hit the ground as opposed to actually hitting them.
Yeah, that's a big difference, for sure.
But I mean, you still... Yeah, some people think that he might even get suspended for another game because of that. And here after the game, here's Jalen Carter talking about it.
It was a mistake that happened on my side, and just won't happen again. You know, I feel bad for just my teammates and the fans out there. You know, I'm doing it for them. You know, I'm doing it for my family also. But fans, you know, they show the most love. You heard him out there today, you know.
I mean, they would not love you much if you ended up losing that game, because he's a big star for that team.
Oh, for sure.
If he wasn't there and they ended up losing that game, I think... the Philadelphia fans might have
started a riot.
Maybe start a spit on him. I don't know. Who knows what happens?
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat the great Steve Migs at his own game? He has a record of 286 wins, 87 losses, and 75 ties in 2025. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK. If you think you can beat Migs at 850.